Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Last week, we preached part one of how to get to the end, because the world's going to hell in a handbasket. You know it and I know it. We are very close to the end, ladies and gentlemen. Look around here, what's happening. But are you going to be ready when you hear that trumpet sound? Oh, Lord Jesus, I believe that it's coming. Now, this is part two of how to get to the end. So go back last week and look at part one and some of your notes that you may have taken. And guess what? Put them together with this here and you will be blessed by it. So let's go right now to part two of how to get to the end. And I'm going to tell you something. This is an answer to all this junk going on in the world. This gospel, this glorious gospel. Watch and be blessed. The gospel is a declaration of what God is. What is he? He's St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Also, the gospel is a declaration of what God thinks. How can you know what God thinks? Well, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah real quickly. The book of Jeremiah, it's right in about the middle of the Old Testament, a little bit past the middle. Jeremiah chapter, watch this, you'll see this. Want to know what God thinks? Like as if he's going to let you not know what he thinks. He's your father. So let me say this one. Number one again, the gospel is a declaration of what God is. And what is he? He's St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now watch, the gospel is a declaration of what God thinks. So what does God think? He thinks Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 11, look what he says. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, a good end. That's what he's thinking about you. He's not trying to make you sick, sad, discouraged, and despondent. He's trying to bless you in the city, bless you in the field, bless you going to end. Bless you going out. When will the church world preach what God is and what God thinks? God thinks prosperity. People say, my God, prosperity. I had a guy tell me that the other day, too. He said, you are a prosperity gospel preacher. I said, there's no prosperity gospel. He went, what? I said, there's no healing gospel. It's just this gospel. Because, see, at the cross, salvation was there. Healing was there. And they were gambling for his robe. Prosperity was there. Do you see that? You don't gamble for rags. That was a fine piece of cloth. You understand what I'm saying? It's all, you can't separate. The problem is people try to preach departments of the gospel. You see? But you see, the gospel is like Dillard's. Not a department, the whole store. You go into Dillard's, there's a department of makeup and perfume and shoes and certain kind of dresses and men's clothes. Those are departments. But you're not going to get to any department till you go into Dillard's or Nordstrom's or whatever. You got to walk into the store. What is the store? That gospel. You see, so you shouldn't be trying to just stay with one department. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. It's this gospel. I'm not worried about the end times. I'm not worried about what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. Why? This gospel. You're not worried? No, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I have no fear. You can say what you want. I have no fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. But perfect love, oh Lord, I got perfect love. It's this gospel. Cast it out, all fear. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't stay in certain departments. I check the whole store out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The gospel is a declaration of what God is, St. John 3:16. The gospel is a declaration of what God thinks, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And the gospel is a declaration of what God requires. What does God require? Go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 10. The book of Matthew, Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 10. Watch this, chapter 10. You'll see this. I hope y'all are enjoying this. Because the Lord told me to preach it, praise God. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Matthew chapter 10. And I love this. This is what God requires. Verses 22. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Boy, I have proven that.
But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I endure. And in my endurement, I have enjoyment. So the gospel is a declaration of what God is, St. John 3:16, what God thinks, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, what God requires, Matthew 10, verse 22. And he that endureth to the end, and to me it's not an endurement, it's an enjoyment, shall be saved. Amen. Now let me tell you something about this gospel. Write this down. The gospel will be everywhere offered, but not everywhere received. See, the gospel will be everywhere offered. Thank God for Elon Musk. Yes. He put 156 satellites up there so you could have internet. Yes. The gospel is now being preached all over the world. Yes. We can preach to 7.9 billion people this morning in 7 minutes. Jesus. Amen. There's never been a generation that could do that. Yes. So this gospel is being offered, but sometimes it's not being received. Let me say it again. The gospel will be everywhere offered, but not everywhere received. You know, it's amazing to me. People are always saying something, but Jesse, you need to slow down. Why? Why? You know, well, man, my God, you're not enjoying life. Do I look sad? You know, I'm gonna tell you what, man, I've had to eat a lot of bad food. Flying at night, running all over, and I've been working out at the dinner table. I got to lose about 15 pounds here. Kathy said, me too. You know, both of us, when we starve to death, we argue a lot, but we look good. After we've starved for a while. The gospel will be everywhere offered, but not always everywhere received. So I'm really disappointed in our nation of people who are so deceived not to stand up for what's right. Yes. Write this down. Don't sell your liberty for a false sense of peace with your enemy. You, see, that's what our America wants to tell people. Don't do this. You can't sell your liberty for a false sense of peace. Yes. Serial killers will kill you. Yes. You will not get the devil saved. He's a serial killer. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. Just that simple. That's him. But see, a lot of people are selling their liberty. Well, maybe, you know, we don't do this and don't do that. You have to take this out. You see, let me say it again. Don't sell your liberty for a false sense of peace with your enemy. When they're all in their mind, they wanted to kill. They want to kill everyone. So quit waiting at an intersection for somebody to get killed before you put a red light. Yes. Now, let me get political here. President Biden, listen to me. Listen to all you got, the House and the Senate. How long are you going to keep messing with this peanut country called Iran? Yes. How long are you going to do that? How many proxies and how many people got to be killed? You don't play games with that. You take that out. If you can't, I can. Yes. I can. Yes. I can. Yes. And I'm not a mean man, but I know how to get rid of evil. I remember years ago when I was about 9 years old, I had a bully. I was scared of him. And he hit me. And he was a big boy, you know. And I was little, you know. Hit me. And man, I thought, man, I can't beat this guy. But I had a friend named Leon. He said, book a fight after school. I said, what? He said, I want you to fight Terry. I said, oh, man, Leon, I can't fight. Terry's bigger than me. He said, I'm going to show you how. I'm going to tell you when to swing. And I believed in Leon. I said, okay, we met after school. You know, remember when you used to go after school and fight? And then you became a good friend with the guy you was fighting? Remember that? So I got there. And Leon said, just listen, when I tell you to hit, swing, swing. So, you know, we're getting up there and we're doing this kind of stuff. But I thought, this guy hits me, I'm finished, boy. And he said, swing, bam, I hit Terry. One nostril began to bleed, turned me on. I said, the boy bleeds. He go, I wanted to get born now. And Leon said, hit, bam! I beat that boy. And I took my two fists and I stuck it in his nose. I said, this is your blood. I said, I'm going to let you live today. Terry became my friend. Now, I know that sounds hard. We need to take our fists and put it in Iran's nose.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? I'm not declaring war. Are you going to wait till they get to a nuclear so they can shoot a missile? How stupid can you be? Now, we don't have a right to tell a country what to do. Amen. Nobody wants us telling. You think when we were attacked in Japan, in Pearl Harbor, that we tell them, you need America, you need to back off and have a ceasefire. Yes. Or if Cuba would shoot something at us, what would happen? Huh? China said, oh, you maybe ought to. Well, what are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? Bible said the violent take it by force. Now, I know this is hard, and I'm not a warmonger. You know, I'm not a hawk as far as that's concerned, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Amen.
Well, you got Bible for it? Yeah.
Yes.
You want Bible for it?
Yes.
Yeah. Most people don't know the difference between the wrath of God and the persecution of the church. None of us have ever seen the wrath of God. Only one generation saw it. That was Noah's generation. That was the wrath of God. We've had the persecution of the church. Persecution of Christianity. Which is bad, but not like the wrath of God. And God said something. He said, man has corrupted himself. Ooh, that's a big word. Total, complete corruption. The wrath of God was, by the time God finished, there was only 8 people left. Now you're going to call him who created everything? You think he wanted to do that? No. But they were so evil. They would kill anything. Play with blood and everything you could think of. So he took it out. I think we're at that point, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're at that point. Now, yeah, only God can do that. Well, let me just say this. It'd be better if we would, because then when God comes, let me tell you what he's going to do. Y'all like my house? Y'all seen my home? Think it's pretty, huh? He's going to burn it down. You see this church that I work so hard? He's going to burn it down. He's going to destroy everything you can see, touch, hear, smell, and taste. And when he's finished, that's the wrath of God. He's going to give us a new heaven.
Amen.
And a new earth, which means the heavens we got now are going to melt. If you think a supernova's bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. And he's going to give us a new heaven and a new earth with no stain of sin. And guess what? We're going back to Genesis chapter 1. And man's going to walk in the cool of the day with the Lord forever and ever. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I know this is a hard message. It's coming to that, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming to that. They want a cashless society. Can't you see that? They want to know everything you got. They want all your guns. They want everything so you can't protect yourself. Can't you see what's happening here? Listen to me. This is going to happen and is happening. I never thought in my entire life that people would stand up for people chopping babies' heads off, but you hadn't seen it. You got to go search, try to get to the end. It ought to be being played and showed on every channel. So if you cross that boat and you come here, you want to be an American, then adopt our ways. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yes.
All that stuff. See, adopt our history. 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth a new nation.
Yes.
What did Lincoln do? He's malice to no one.
Yes.
Yet half of the nation wanted to kill the South.
Yes.
Lincoln said, no,
yes.
These are our brothers. Somebody got to stand up for what's right. You see what I'm saying? And thank God, that's why he's called the greatest president we've ever had. You got to understand, he had 50% of the nation totally against him. And he lost his life. Same thing with Martin Luther King. Both of them died for that cause. The cause is greater than the person. But why would anybody want to kill someone so that if you kill this guy, they won't be able to eat at Woolworth? Is that, yeah, we'll kill him and we can still keep our white-only sections. Well, how come the black lady can cook the food, but a black person can't sit down and eat it? Don't shout me down when I'm preaching, because we've been through some hell, ladies and gentlemen, and we won. We beat it. But you know what? They want to go back to it now. How could anybody get mad at someone saying all lives matter? Do black lives matter? You better know they matter. Because God don't say they're black. He don't say they're white. He say they're alive with the human race, man. We ought to be proud of that. But ideologies mess us up. I call it propaganda. What made Hitler so successful was one of those guys was his propagandist. You say something long enough, people will believe it. If you keep the evidence of what you're saying away from them. See, so don't sell your liberty for a false sense of peace with your enemy. Why preach this gospel? Write this down. Preaching the gospel has proved to be the most powerful agent of civilization the world has ever known. When the gospel was preached to the civilization and they accepted it, there was peace. But then the church had to destroy that, and it got into religion. And it got into sin. And all of a sudden, instead of preaching conviction, which does not make you feel bad, it opens your eyes to the truth, they started preaching condemnation. That you wasn't worthy. Man and the devil has always tried to separate you from God. When God said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. Watch this, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Church, don't preach that. You hadn't heard that. There are more testimonies of Satan beating up people than you ever heard of Jesus delivering people. But they'll give you, but the Lord was good. Really? Preaching the gospel has proved to be the most powerful agent of civilization the world has ever known. Never submit like a sheep to the wolf. Amen. Yes. Never. Yes. Submit like a sheep to the wolf. Never submit to religious propaganda. Yes. Atheistic points of view. Yes. And the media controlling the world's mind.
I just have to repeat that point again. Never submit like a sheep to the wolf or to religious propaganda or atheistic points of view or the media controlling the world's mind. Don't do that. Listen, we have to stand up for what we believe. Now, what do we believe? We believe the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you occupy till he comes. You know, I'm not worried about what they say. They can say what they want to say, do what they want to do. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. So how do you get to the end? Don't stop. Never give up. How do I do that? Keep the faith. Stir up the word of God. You do that by keeping the faith. So if you begin to get a little scratchy feeling, say, wait, Jesus said, by his stripes, I'm healed. If you get a little irritated with somebody, the Lord said, bless those that curse you and pray for those that despitefully use you. Got questions to anything that the devil can throw at you. I mean, all these questions, and you got answers for every one of them in this word of God. There was a lady named Linda. She wrote and asked a question that I'm asked all the time. She says this, how do you stay so excited about God after all these years? The world is so crazy and it makes my head spin. So many ministers and lay people have fallen by the wayside, but you are still on fire for the Lord. What is your secret? Linda, I don't fall. I don't stop. People asked me this the other day. A man said, I've been knowing you 40 years. I ain't never seen you sick. I said, I didn't have time. I don't have time for all that foolishness. I got to go preach this gospel. The Bible said, when this gospel is preached to the world for witness, the end shall come. I'm on the job, see? And it's just such a blessing of the Lord to flow in that anointing. So then that's how I stay excited. I stir up the gift of God in me. You have a gift in you. But, you know, if you keep looking at all this other stuff, sometimes we need to just hit the clicker and take the television off. Because, you know, most people in there lying like a dog. I mean, especially in the political realm. And all of, I mean, whoever thought that the media would be against each other, taking sides over here, taking sides over there. When we used to have three channels. Do you remember that? We used to call 4, 6, and 8. And they spoke the news. They gave us the news instead of all this propaganda and this and that and all this. Well, this is what I think. You know, I'm not interested in any of them people, what they think. Just do the news, and that's all you got to do. And I'll make up my mind to what I'm going to believe. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment, my Lord. And you are being blessed. And we got some great things coming up in just a minute. So watch this and be blessed.
Jesse DePlantis Ministries is literally circling the globe using every available voice. What would that be? That would be television, radio, printed page, internet, DVDs, CDs, books, whatever it takes to preach the gospel. Can you see it? Hey, can you see it? I can just see it. I can see the gospel going all over the world to every person. Every year, the souls adding up, people getting healed, lives being changed and delivered. Is that impossible? No. God thinks we can do that. Everything you see here at Jesse DePlantis Ministries was impossible, and everything we are going to do is impossible. But yet the Lord said, if you believe it, I'll do it. We are believing the unbelievable and receiving the impossible to simply reach people and change lives.
We are so excited around here. My visionary conference is a month away, 1 month away. If you want to see God's vision come to pass in your life, you can't miss this. It's Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. It's time to be the visionary of your own life. Registration and admission are absolutely free. You can get all the details at our website, jdm.org. I'm telling you, people come from all over the world, and they say, I've never been so stirred up. Well, Mom, we talk about the vision God has for all of us. You don't want to miss it. Also, my June product offer, I just love it. It's called Distortion, the Vanity of Genetically Altered Christian. No matter where you are in life, let me tell you something. There's a lot of distorted Christianity. No matter where you are in your walk with Christ, this book is filled with wisdom that will help you succeed in every area of your life. It's time to get rid of any distorted view that could be keeping you from God's best. How do I get it? All you got to do is go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you'll be blessed. Partners, once again, thank you for your faithful financial support. Nothing too small, nothing too big. We are reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. People say, this man don't slow down. I don't have time for that. You know, we got so many different projects. The minute I get close to finishing all the projects, God gives me something bigger. Go do this. Go do that. Go do this. I mean, this morning, he said, go do that. I said, God, that cost $34,000. He said, did you see me blink? I said, no, sir. He said, I'm yours to command. And I went, ooh, what? He said, command you me concerning my word. I said, okay, you want me to do this? I'm going to take the $34,000. And we just do it. I wish it was $34. I wish it was 34 cents, but it's not. But that don't make no difference. God's not broke. He's El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. Pardon us. Thank you. Every dollar you give goes into world evangelism. Isn't that amazing? Been debt-free since 1982. Have no concept of debt whatsoever at all. We do something, we do it debt-free. Very easy. How you do it? You trust God. Oh, man. And I want you to get the 100-fold return in your life. It's about time you get it. You deserve it, each and every one of you. Now, don't miss next week. We got a very special show in honor of Father's Day. So I don't want you to miss that next week. This is Jesse the Planets here in New Orleans, Louisiana, saying we love each and every one of you. Thank you, partners, for helping me preach the gospel today. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this month's partner offer. It's entitled, How to Get to the End. The end of what? The end of everything. Listen, there is so much deception everywhere. The gospel must be preached to the world for a witness because Jesus is coming. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. This teaching is full of wisdom and encouragement. It's going to strengthen you to endure to the end. Get your copy at jdm.org today.
The Lord spoke to me. He said, it's time to get some things done.
Give God a job. You keep him busy, he's going to keep you busy. But you've got to constantly be saying, is there anything too hard for the Lord? What are you willing to believe? What are you willing to receive? And what are you willing to complete? Because it's time for us to complete destiny and reach destination.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible? Because it's doable. In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe.
You know, all over the years, you know, people have always asked you questions, what's Jody like? Jody will ask, what's your daddy like? I mean, and we had a funny thing, so many funny stories over the years. But I just thought it would be great to just connect and talk about what it means to be a father to you. I remember that you was a shock when I told you that I was pregnant years ago.
I'll never forget it. I remember it like it was yesterday.